We live in an age where it is quite easy to know about anything of interest. It's now easy to solve the net and pick one or two things about anything that interests you. And so, we are often tempted to do so about God. We pick one or two things about Him and hold on to it like we do know God. The world is filled with different people with different opinions of their knowledge of God. Yes, this is the age we are in. But it is not enough to just know about God. We are called to be known by Him and to know Him. Let's read a passage of the Bible together. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3. It says, "But if anyone loves God, this one is known of Him." Is that confusing? Am I trying to say, or is the scripture trying to say that the creator of the entire universe does not know his creature? No. Let's read one other verse of the Bible. Galatians 4 verse 9. It says, "But now, after you have known God, or rather, are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage?" The things we do and the things we desire are capable of turning us away from knowing God and, in fact, being known by Him. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 3, the first scripture I read, states the primary vehicle to knowing God and being known by Him. And that is what we want to do this year. It's a vehicle we want to drive in. That vehicle is love. Anyone who loves God is known by Him. And loving Him is not just by words, but action. Love itself is action. Loving God fosters the desire to obey Him. Jesus said in John 14 verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." This year is that year you need to make a conscious decision to love God, obeying His words, and living a life that is pleasing to Him. Now, you might ask, how exactly do I love God? How am I supposed to love God? Well, that is why I'm here. The scripture already gives us a guidance on how to love God. In Matthew 22 verse 37, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This means God wants you to love Him in a certain way. And what way is that? God wants you to love Him with your whole being and in every possible way. Not lukewarm, not half-heartedly, but in total submission and devotion to Him. God desires to have an intimate love relationship with you. One where you're not just interested in what He can give you. You're not just interested in His hands. But you are interested in His heart. What He wills and desires. Here are five practical ways to do this. Five ways that you can love God more and intentionally this way. 1. Increase your obedience to God's word. The world will transform you if you allow it to. It's time to know the word, God's word, and apply it in your life. Not in some circumstances, but daily. You must decide that what the Bible says is what you will do, not what any person says, not what any system dictates, but what the Bible says. The second way I'll be sharing with you is to stop neglecting prayers. You probably saw this one coming, but it's the truth. Not praying in itself is a sign of unbelief. No matter how much you say you are a Christian or you believe in God, not praying is a sign of unbelief. Why? Prayer is talking to God and listening to Him with an open heart and mind. Remember, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 remind you not to be anxious, but in everything, every circumstance, every situation, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let whatever you think in your heart be made known to God. This is not the year to run away from prayers. This is not the year to think that you are disturbing God. This is the year to communicate regularly with Him in prayers. The third way being to practice forgiveness. If you want to love God, if you want to know Him experientially and be known by Him, you must release anything and everything that you hold against anyone in your heart. It's quite easy to say I've forgiven you, but you do know if you've really forgiven a person by what you carry in your heart. It's time to let go. Let go and let God. The fourth way is to surrender yourself to God's will. Coming to a place where it is His will over your will, His desire over your desires. When you submit and surrender, choosing what He wants instead of what you want, you demonstrate your love for Him. It goes beyond words and comes into action. The fifth and final way for today to love God is the determination to not be conformed to this world. You must make a conscious decision not to be conformed to this world. But hey, you can't remain just like that. Yes, if you are not conformed to the world, something else needs to happen to you. And what is that? You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mindset and thoughts must be constantly evaluated by the Word of God. Constantly submitted to the Word of God. Trash those ideas, societal beliefs, and practices that contradict the Word of God. Trash any friendship, any relationship, anything at all that contradicts the Word of God. Moving on to the second vehicle, to know God and be known by Him, we find this in Nahum 1 verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him." I will take the last line again. It says, "He knoweth them, the Lord knoweth them that trust in Him." Trust. As you love Him, you will grow in trust in Him. Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, and ability of someone or something. Trusting God is the firm conviction you have that it is better for heaven and earth to pass than for God's word to be a lie or untrue. It's quite easy to say you trust God, but pressing circumstances and fear would truly show whether you trust Him. This year is the year to make Christ your anchor and firm foundation, a year where it is God or God. God plan A, God plan B, and all the other letters if you want. A year where it is just God whom you are holding, depending on and relying on. A year where you don't lean on your own understanding or what you think you have, but rely totally on God. I pray that the hand of God keeps you in love and trust in Him. In Jesus' name, amen. What you consume, you become. I am Oluchi Ajogu, your host for Enrich Podcast. Till next time, stay tuned and stay blessed.